Triple M Rocks Saturday Arvo Footy. Triple M Rocks the Footy. For Harvey Norman Home Appliances.
From the makers of The Earth is Flat and I'm Only Having One Beer comes I Call BS.
Well, this is what it's all about. It's about these guys just saying, I've had enough of this. It might not be rugby league related. It might be rugby league related. So it's just an opportunity to just call BS on something that's doing their heads in. Let's start with you, the raging bull, Gordon Tallis.
BS. Do you know what? I call BS on players and clubs at the moment. And when it's the Queensland clubs or, you know, Darius Boyd saying that they don't want to leave home, I think they're lucky to do the job that they're doing. You know, to go out there and play rugby league, it's a privilege, I believe. And, you know, as I said, I drove past the local, a workplace. What is it called? Job site.
Centrelink.
Centrelink. That's the place I was looking for. Mate, drove past the Centrelink and the lineup was like about 300 metres of people that have lost their jobs. And, you know, these guys have got an opportunity to go and earn money and earn really good money. And to say that they don't want to do it, I think is a bit of a kick in the belly for all Australians.
Good on you. Well said, Gordy. I call BS. Would you like to go next, Paul?
Do you think, I just want to, Gordy, do you think, see, the moment the players, it's almost like they've got this built-in get out now, because the main players say, I don't want to go in to quarantine. I don't want to do that. And then they go, because it's for my mental welfare. And so then suddenly that, oh, okay, well, now I can't be critical of that stupid decision you're about to make. Like, as soon as you bring up,
I tell you what, it'll get worse when there's no money coming in.
Yeah, well, tell me. That's the interesting thing, that so many of these players think that they can actually not play and continue to be paid. It's extraordinary.
What about, yeah, it is extraordinary, isn't it, in this day and age, but that's the world we live in.
As Gordon said, so many people losing their jobs. Tell you what I want to call BS is this whole coronavirus business.
He didn't have one a minute ago. Look at him go.
What do you like about it, the social distancing?
But, look, every day we get updates, 12 more cases, 10 more cases. Now, the toll rose. What we aren't hearing is, okay, roughly 6,500, the rate of recovery, 6,500 people in Australia have got the virus. Over 3,000 of them have recovered from it.
Yeah, you never hear that.
You never hear that. Okay, people, we might actually be getting on top of this. Like, it's all panic stations, and so many people are ill equipped to handle this news. So it's created this snowball of panic. And I just think that we need to start being a little bit responsible about it and actually start educating ourselves with actually what's going on.
All right. Thank you, Paul, for calling BS. Two intelligent ones there, Hoops. So you've got a little bit of pressure on you now. Would you like to call BS on anything?
BS. I'll call BS, Anthony. I'll call BS on the Queensland Premier, Anastasia Palaszczuk, because she came out during the week and she said that State of Origin's off. It can't be on in Queensland. And I thought Brad Fittler summed it up perfectly. That's un-Australian. Like, seriously, I know it is unique times. I know these are extraordinary circumstances. Yes, there are queues at Centrelink offices and people are doing it tough at times. And, you know, we all need to respect social distancing laws and all those sorts of things. But nobody is going to put any players' lives or the community at risk. Nobody is going to take ridiculous risks that are out of hand. And so I just felt for her, I think she's being badly advised. I think she's essentially signed her own death warrant as Premier because it's an election year, and I can't see the people of Queensland liking that particular position that she's taken from a political standpoint.
What about the grasping of straws too when she realised she probably shouldn't have said it? She then said, and I don't think it should be played at all because the other option was obviously we were going to play them all in New South Wales. So look, I tend to agree, Hoop. So I think she was poorly advised. She probably wishes she hadn't said it. And you know what? The non-BS I want to call, Anthony, is Brad Fittler. Saying who's turned the narrative around and said, you know, this is an opportunity to actually go out and do something great. To use this as this is the cards we've been dealt. This is an opportunity to overcome this and turn it into something that in 5, 10, 15 years you look back and whoever adapts and adjusts the best, they'll come through at the best.
And no one is saying that, Paul. Everyone is saying, why do the NRL think they can get up and running when this sport's not and that sport's not? Like, people are just determined to put the slipper into the NRL. Mm. And on this occasion, the NRL has grabbed the bull by the horns.
There's some snowflakes and some naysayers in life, Anthony, that'll always want to be negative. Mm. They'll always look for easy option. Mm-hmm. And they're not prepared to have a crack. And that's why I think Freddie summed it up so well when he said it's un-Australian. The Australian way of life has always had sport as a central focus. It's always been one of the staples of everything that we have done as a country. So to just abandon it and say, oh, no, it's too risky. We can't take any risks. Everybody just lock the door, hide under the bed and don't come out, please.
Can I call BS?
Of course you can. Absolutely. Or you're going to call BOS.
Look, I hate
BS
to do this.
BOS.
Okay. The emails, the texts that I've had through the week, the people that have yelled out to me from the street, why don't the NRL put all the players on Nauru? Why don't the NRL put all the players on so-and-so island? Why don't they put them on Norfolk Island? Why don't they put them on Wedding Cake Island? Why don't they take them to Alice Springs? And one bloke even said, why don't they take them to so-and-so? They can isolate them there. They can feed them. There's no footy fields, but that wouldn't be hard to organise. I said, knock it off, you idiot. I've had enough now. I mean, you know, why don't they take the players here? Why don't they take them to Iceland? Why don't they take them to Deneroo Island?
Norfolk Island. Yeah.
Would you be fit and available?
They can play up a hillside.
Would you be fit and available if the NRL competition was moved to a Norfolk Island or a Tangalooma resort?
Before I suggested it, I'd find out, is there football fields? Is there accommodation? Are the football fields up to standard?
Mate, Peter Laney's got an email from a bloke suggesting they go to Christmas Island.
Yeah.
And they can stay in the detention places there.
What are they going to play in the exercise yard?
I have no idea.
That's it. Where are you going to play football?
It'd be dead set escape from Alcatraz there.
All right, boys. Well, fantastic. In fact, I think we'll put in that one in for the radio awards this year. That's how good you blokes were then. I Call BS is back next week by popular demand. It's the Saturday Sin Bin.